It's time now for the Weekly Dish. Our host Jennifer Chandler brings you culinary tips for good cooking and even better eating.
Memphis has a new restaurant in town that's not only serving up good eats, but is also making a difference in our hometown. Located in the newly renovated Shelby Farms Park, which is amazing by the way, the Kitchen Bistro opened for dinner last week and will also start serving lunch and brunch later this month.
The Kitchen is a family of restaurants and we started in Colorado. We went to Chicago and now we're so excited to be in Memphis and in Shelby Farms Park. Overall, we're looking to make an impact and to really help our community move towards becoming a real food culture once more.
Explains General Manager Ken Freeman.
The way that we can reflect some of that cultural shift in our cooking is by purchasing as much food as possible from local farmers, ranchers, and purveyors, and preparing it simply and honestly.
Added Dennis Phelps, the head chef. So what's on the menu?
We're excited to cook some of the kitchen's classic dishes like our tomato soup and our sticky toffee pudding, but also excited to utilize what's in season in this area right now, which is heirloom tomatoes, things like melon, which will pair with country ham.
And what is their community outreach?
The Kitchen Community is our nonprofit partner, and they feature learning gardens, which is a really cool, scalable concept in elementary schools. So far, Memphis already has 60 learning gardens in different elementary schools across the city, and we hope to have over 100, impacting over 60,000 kids a year.
And as an added bonus, with its location on the banks of the newly expanded Patriot Lake, this new spot offers one of the best sunsets in town. This is Jennifer Chandler with The Weekly Dish. Bon Appetit!
Author Jennifer Chandler's latest book is called The Southern Pantry Cookbook. For this week's recipes and more, visit WKNOFM.org.